Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Welcome, if this is the first time to your show. Hello to everybody. We're going to do a show today. We're going to do a seminar tomorrow. We have a lot of people coming to a seminar tomorrow on herbs. One of my favorite topics. I have a long history with herbalism. I'm going to take 30 minutes to give you some guidelines into understanding herbs, but not the stuff you generally hear on YouTube or in advertisements or on other radio shows. This is the story about the reality of herbs. And that reality is fascinating. It's optimistic. It'll give you more hope for your particular symptom, your disease, your place in life, to understand the deeper meaning of herbs. Now, I'm not going to focus too much on the following, and this is about the way generally people understand herbalism, which is a very basic way, which is a very simple way, and it's the way that we understand drugs. It's odd, isn't it? Herbs were given to the American public in the way we understand drugs. You write a symptom down on a piece of paper, and then you match it to a drug. Now, that's your experience when you go to a medical doctor. You give him a symptom. He does some tests you don't really understand. And then he gives you an herb. He gives you a pharmaceutical drug. He gives you a prescription, and then you go and you get the prescription filled out, and you get the drug. And then we watch the response of your symptom. We never get to cause. And that's the whole problem, and you acknowledge that. Oddly enough, ironically, we do the exact same thing with herbs. I have worked over 25 years in many different capacities. But they always meant sitting across a desk looking at someone with a list of symptoms. And the vast majority of people come in and they say, well, I have these symptoms, here's a list, and what herbs should I take for those symptoms? And this is usually something that people are doing on their own, off their own so-called research, long before they pay somebody else to tell them what herbs to take. And this is how we laid it down for you, how we laid it out for you, nice and simple. You just write down your list of symptoms and you match the herb to the symptom. And when it doesn't work, if you don't get what you want, then you just try different herbs and you do this. And it's like shopping. And you can even do it on the internet. And it's a lot of fun. And that's what people generally do. And I hope you've tried that. And I hope you've been helped by that. This show is about what you do when it hasn't worked. This show is suggesting that when you do the sort of basic approach, write your symptom down. You have headaches. You have a bad menstrual cycle. You have a tumor. You have osteoporosis. You have autoimmune disease. You have indigestion. You have any one of the thousands and thousands of symptoms that people suffer from each and every day. And you listen to a show and you go on and you do a YouTube search and you see a list of a bunch of herbs, and then you find a great company with someone that you can trust who makes that claim, of course, that his or her herbs are the best and that they've been clinically researched, and there are double-blind studies and there's tons of testimonies asserting that if you get these herbs, they're going to do amazing things for you. I hope you've done that, and I hope it's worked for you. This show is about what to do when it doesn't work. Herbs have a deeper meaning. Tomorrow, I'll assemble about 50 people at a local hotel, and we'll get into what you do when the simple approach hasn't worked. So there's nothing wrong with the simple approach. There's nothing wrong with the thousands of people offering you simple approaches. Unless it hasn't worked for you. And then you have to look deeper. So let's look deeper. Rule number one. If your autonomic nervous system is not balanced, you will not get the full effect from herbs. Now I'm going to say that again, because lots of people can't understand what I just said. So I want to be very clear. If you are not balanced in the autonomic nervous system, you will not get the full effect of the herbs. If you are trying to cure your disease, you still have a legal right to cure your own disease. As of right now, our Constitution allows us to say, I have a disease and I am going to cure it. I can tell you that you cannot cure your disease unless you are balanced in the autonomic nervous system. I have done 411 shows in 6 years. Every one of those 411 shows have asked you to understand what I mean by that. That is not something you can understand in a textbook. It is not something you can understand listening to someone on a radio show. It's not really something you can understand reading a book. To know what it is to balance the autonomic nervous system is an experience that you must have. And I can tell you this. If you have chronic symptomology or disease and it's progressive and you are using herbs to fix that and it hasn't worked, it is because your autonomic nervous system is not balanced. Now, you can join my school, as many have, and you can learn what that means over a period of months. You are going to make an investment. My classes are $150 a person. We meet once every 6 weeks. I have an advanced class that's only for certain people, because they have enough education to understand it. And then I have a beginner's class. That's the class I do tomorrow. You are welcome to that class. Do not call and say for what topic. I told you, herbalism. Do not call with a lot of questions. They won't get answered. You listen to me on the radio. You like what I say. You use your intuitive faculty. You let your cellular intelligence make you decide you want to start to learn how to address your life, your symptoms, all sorts of things about your health by deepening your education. Because that's the only way I can get you an experience or a better sense of what it means to balance your autonomic nervous system. Do not be arrogant. Do not be innocent. Do not be foolish. Do not think you can understand what that means until you've had the experience. So number one, to really get the full effect from an herb, if in fact you've tried herbs and the herbs really haven't worked, you have to balance your autonomic nervous system. I'm going to leave it at that. If everything I say has fallen on deaf ears, at least listen to my 411 shows. They're free. Listen to them, because I'll constantly make reference. Get a book called The Stress of Life by Hans Selye. Hans Selye was a medical doctor. He is famous. He is one of the cornerstones of medicine. He had and has an institute in Quebec. He is the author of over 1,500 peer-reviewed articles on stress, the autonomic nervous system, and its consequential relationship to your disease, your chronic symptomology. And if you are trying to get out of chronic symptomology or disease with herbs and it's not working and you've tried everybody's, it's because you're barking up the wrong tree. Herbs demand relationship with the autonomic nervous system. An herb is from a plant, and a plant is in tune with nature. And nature works on a frequency. And when your frequency is in stark contrast to the frequency of life, the herb will not work. Now, we can spend the next 2,000 years trying to translate that biochemically. We're going to fail at it. And the reason is we would have to be smarter than God. We would have to be the equivalent of God. We are not. We are nothing. God is everything. We are nothing. We are an arrogant species. Now, I won't get too radical, unlike last week, which I did. I won't get too radical. I'll simply say, if you stand there as a concerned doctor, watching multitudes of good people suffer, you will find most of them suffering from their arrogance or innocence. If that's too radical, then turn off the radio. It is imperative that you understand, that we understand. Herbs are plants. Plants are in sync. Their frequencies are in harmony with nature. Their frequencies are in harmony with God. And the medium, the physical tissue through which you translate that frequency into your cell, into the biology, the physiology of the cell, is the neurological system, brain, spinal cord, peripheral nerves, and fascial system. That's the hookup. And on that basis, you got to balance the autonomic nerves. So there's number one. Number two, you don't work for the herb. Excuse me, I said that backwards. You can't look at herbs. So this is law number two. I'm giving you guidelines. We're going to discuss this tomorrow in class, and then we're going to get into specific herbs, classifications of herbs, the study of herbs, how to apply herbs in a better way than just, I have this symptom, which herb do you take? That's going to be the central foci of the show tomorrow. Again, if you're interested, 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. Call, ask to sign up, tell us who you are. We'll call you back. Law number two about herbs. You never say the herb did not work for me. You say I didn't work for the herb. Herbs ask you to be healthy enough to receive the herb. That's very important to understand, especially when you get to the adaptogens. Adaptogenic herbs, herbs like cordyceps, herbs like pollen, herbs like rhodiola, herbs like reishi, herbs like foti, herbs like mahang, herbs like ginseng, fabled legendary herbs that give you superpowers, adaptogens, anything for the glandular system is maca, deer antler. You can throw them all into the category of adaptogens. You never say, I took the adaptogen and it didn't work for me. You say, I didn't work for the adaptogen. The pharmacological value of the herb will only reveal itself when you're healthy enough. The tradition of these wonderful benefits, these life-extolling benefits of the adaptogens, only becomes available and is only used traditionally by monks, not monkeys, monks and kings. And we only sell it to nobility to rip them off because they'll cut our heads off if we don't. I'm not being tongue-in-cheek, I'm being literal. In the tradition of herbs, the herbalists worked for nobility. And nobility, living the life of excess that they often do, would commission the herbalists, who were usually priests, to give them all sorts of herbal concoctions to get rid of their problems. And of course, because nobility wasn't willing to change its atrocious lifestyle, and because if you didn't comply with their request, they would cut your head off. They'd burn down your monastery. They'd cut your head off for heresy. They would do bad things to you and your relatives. And so in the history of herbalism, you generally have people who really get herbs, who are generally priests across all the continents, shamans, priests, etc., who would be given the right to live if they would give the king or nobility its due with herbs. And often adaptogens were used. but they still didn't work too well. The truth is, the money you spend on cordyceps, adrenal complex, and maca, and ginseng, and deer antler, and all these things that people say, well, maybe you get a little bit of a hit, a lift, or whatever, but the bottom line is, the real value reveals itself to you as you reveal yourself to it. See, we don't tell you that generally. People that sell you these things don't tell you that because they don't know. They don't know themselves. Their schools never taught them. But I say to all of you, including the doctors that listen to the show, if you simply look at what you're doing and observe the response of the people you do it with, you'll notice there are some big gaps between what you're told and reality. And if you just let that be your guide, you'll start to accumulate startling conclusions. And those conclusions will generally be counter and not in agreement or accord with common knowledge. This is why many scientists and medical doctors who represent the conservative factions of allopathy will come in and say, you know, these herbs, there's no proof. It's a waste of money. Those guys are wrong, but I can understand their point. They're simply looking at statistically the return on the investment into the herb. And when they add up the numbers, do the math, they don't like what they see. They're not impressed. If you're going to make the claim that cayenne and garlic and CoQ10 and PQQ and blah, blah, blah is good for your heart, they want to see results published in peer-reviewed studies with statistics. That's what they want to see. When they don't, they say it's a waste of money. It's the same thing with an herb like cordyceps for the adrenal glands. They want to see proofs, and generally they don't. And because they don't, people think that, well, doctors just don't like herbs. The truth is, well, that's not exactly true. They just don't see results. And generally, I agree with them. But my point to everyone, to you, to doctors, to holistic practitioners, my point is that the reason we don't see the results as often as we'd like is because we don't follow the rules, and usually because we never learned them in the first place. So add this to the list. If you use something like reishi, if you use something like adrenal complex, or any of the adrenal, if you use something like cordyceps, if you use rhodiola, if you use ginseng, if you use the different grades of ginseng, once you have a reasonably good herb, and that's a whole other discussion, which we'll get into in the class tomorrow, how do you source your herbs when everyone is certain they sell the best? I mean, everyone sells the best. How do you decide if the money you spend on herbs is in that upper echelon of herbs? It's not that hard, and there are a number of companies that fit the bill. But once done, once you get a reasonably good herb as an adaptogen, rest assured that you have to have your sleep. You have to think reasonably good thoughts. You have to eat reasonably well. You have to exercise. You have to balance your glandular system by the food you eat. You can't expect the adaptogens to work when you're a diabetic, or when you're pre-diabetic, when you have a very congested gallbladder. When in the span of health, you have, in the totality of your health, enough problems with your health, and you don't feel good, you don't have energy, you think bad thoughts, you're filled with all sorts of congestion that you don't like, and somebody tells you, well, just try this herb because it's amazing and your energy will come up, and there's people with testimony after testimony and all these things, go ahead and try it. I do. I have accounts with 27 different companies. And some of those companies are the companies on the radio shows. And they're all swearing that the awesome effect of these wonderful herbs is for you. And some of those people are outstanding, like Premier Research Labs. They're outstanding. And there are others that are outstanding, and others are, they really just stretch. And good luck at GNC. But the point is this, The return, if it hasn't happened for you, demands that you look at fundamentals to accommodate the herb. People forget this. They don't think there is any relationship between their energy and the fact that there's 50 good reasons why they took the herb and the herb didn't work. They blame it on the herb. Don't blame it on the herb. If you take a good herb for your adrenals and you don't get the result you were looking for, like more energy, maybe it's because your foot's bleeding. Maybe it's because you only get 2 hours of sleep a night. Maybe it's because you hate your life. Your job is so difficult. You're under such stress that it won't work. But what people do then is they try a different herb, and they try a different herb, and they try a different herb. Then they get to a different symptom, and you get locked into that place. What collectively you should be told by everyone after you haven't had success is you need to look deeper. And we'll get into this tomorrow, but leaving that facet, leaving my point, what might my point? One, you got to balance your nervous system. Two, you have to take care of, for the herb to work, those glaring holes in your health practice, which you should be evolving. I mean, if you want health. If you don't want health, there's nothing wrong with that. Jackie Gleason, one of my favorites, he didn't want to give up cigarettes. He didn't want to give up booze. He didn't want to give up laughing all night till wee hours of the morning, high on alcohol. And when it was time for him to die, he said, "I've had a great life and I've done what I wanted to do." Who's to judge that? Certainly not me. But if you do have a symptom, a disease, something you want to get rid of, and your version of reality is herb hop, and it hasn't worked, this show is for you. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. You get it straight here on K-Bright every Saturday morning from 10 to 10:30. And most of the time, I do extra hours on my website. Not today. I have a seminar tomorrow. If you're interested in the seminar, if you're interested in herbalism, 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. Call, leave your name, say you're interested. My wonderful staff will call you back. We'll do the exchange, give you the details, show up tomorrow, and begin. Most of the people, at least 40 out of the 50, have been there 6 or 7 times since August. I run the classes every 6 weeks. I have two. One class is by invitation only. You cannot come to that class. These are experienced veterans who've been through the ups and downs of the process of health. They have a health portfolio. Then I have another class for my beginners, for people who are getting their feet wet, dipping their beaks into the fruit salad of health. And that's for you. So if this interests you, give us a call. All right, now, as I said, very easy to say, I have a list of symptoms. What herbs should I take for each symptom? Great, do that. Not my concern at the moment. There are other ways to determine the herbs that you should take. And herbs are classified in other ways. But to understand those classifications, you have to understand a little bit about the body. I'll give you an example, just to whet your appetite for tomorrow or today. If you stick your tongue out, and we've all stuck our tongues out, if we've been in kindergarten in the first grade, stick your tongue out. If you notice your tongue is not pink, it's like purple or blue. If you lift your tongue up and look at the veins under the tongue and you notice the veins are sticking out and they're purple or blue, it means the blood in your body is too thick. It's too viscous. In Chinese medicine and in Vedic medicine, in any medicine that's worth anything, we say that you have blood stasis. We say that your blood is too thick. One of the powers of herbs is to thin the blood. Life should be a practice of thinning blood. This should be a concept in grammar school, in high school, in college, in graduate school, not just the medical dimensions. English majors in college should understand they need to thin their blood. Ladies, each month, your cycle. When your cycle was so thick and clotty that you had back pain and neck pain, it's because your blood was too thick. And if you don't have your cycle anymore and you're 70 or 80, your blood is still too thick. It's even thicker. So other cultures say, I'll just use the Chinese as an example. You know, Chinese medicine. The art and science of Chinese medicine. A perfect empirical science. And empiricism is something I've discussed in the past, in contrast to what we call modern science, which is partly empirical and then backed up by double-blind placebo peer-reviewed studies, sometimes, and often no studies at all, just empiricism. Empiricism is fundamental to all science. Chinese medicine is empirical. There's no microscope to tell you that an herb like garlic or cayenne, that an herb like turmeric will resolve blood stasis. There's no scientific study. Well, there are, but in the tradition of it, there aren't. But they knew that it worked because they did it. And then they experienced something breaking up in their body. And the color of the tongue would change from purple or blue or purple blue back to pink. If you stick out your tongue, and we'll do this tomorrow, we're going to do tongue diagnosis and eye diagnosis for the first 2 hours. Then we're going to get to application of herb in all its different classifications. I'll go hardcore for 6 or 7 hours. And I just got the signal, guys. That's all we can get in today. Hope your beak is wet. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. God bless you. As always, we'll see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.